Now we come to chapter 3, and we see the crossing of the Jordan River. And I have a little book entitled, Have You Crossed Over Jordan? In it, it also has another message from the book of Joshua, and it's Ai and I. And we are going to see that when we get to it. They cross over the Jordan River. Now, I ask the question, have you crossed over Jordan? Somebody said, well, I didn't know I was supposed to. And my answer to that is, yes, you're called upon to cross Jordan, but not the literal Jordan. And this, by the way, is quite interesting. Verse 1 of chapter 3, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Chittim and came to Jordan, and he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. And they were to cross over the Jordan River. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never felt like God was talking to me when he said, rise, go over this Jordan. That's the command he's given to this man, Joshua, and to the children of Israel. But he never gave it to me. I've crossed the Jordan River. In fact, I crossed it 2 or 3 times. But I didn't cross it because of this command. There's a great spiritual lesson here for us, and I want you to see it because it's without doubt one of the greatest truths that we have in the entire Word of God, and it's right here. And I want you to see it because we are seeing something happen. First of all, the way they crossed the Jordan River was different than the way they crossed the Red Sea. You'll recall when they crossed the Red Sea, Moses went down and smote the waters with his rod, judgment, you see. But here, the ark is to go before, and the priests now to carry it. The family of Kohath carried the ark. In fact, they are the articles of furniture. But now the priests are to carry it. And they're to carry it down to the edge of the Jordan River and stand in the river with their feet wet. And what was to happen? Well, the Jordan River would open up for them, and we'll see how it opened up. And the ark now is to move forward a great space between the people and the ark. And will you notice what it says, verse 4, yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits. Well, that would be about 3,000 feet, you see. And that's a pretty good distance. And come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And what was to take place? Well, the ark carried by the priests go down into the water. Now, will you look at the meaning of all of this? The ark is mentioned here. I think I've counted in this chapter 8 times the ark is mentioned. The ark is the one that went down into the water, carried by the priests. And what happened when it was carried down into the water? Well, here's what happened. Verse 15. And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. This was the spring of the year, and it was the flood time. They have a rainy season there, as we have here. And in that day, they had what was known as the early and the latter rains. The latter rains came in the spring season, and they were the most abundant of all the rains. The Jordan River was at flood stage. And actually, the people on the west side of Jordan in the land proper felt like that they had several days and probably several weeks, maybe, that they would not have any danger because the children of Israel, they felt, could not cross over at flood stage. But they had also this lurking fear that 40 years before they'd crossed the Red Sea, and they didn't know what might happen at this particular time. Now notice what did happen, that when the priest brought the ark, and my friend, that ark speaks of Christ. That's very important to see. The ark speaks of Christ. And verse 16 says that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the Sea of the Plain, even the Salt Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. Now they crossed over at Jericho, and the waters, though, were dammed up way back up at Adam. Now, where is Adam? Well, I don't know where it is. I've never been able to locate it. And as far as I know, there was no town by the name of Adam. What does it mean, the city Adam? Well, that's the city that all of us came from, by the way. That is Adam, the father of the human family. And by Adam came death. And all the way back to Adam, why, what is taking place here represents the death and resurrection of Christ. And what Christ did on the cross not only reaches forward 1,900 years to where you and I are today, but it reaches back to Adam at the very beginning of the human family. That's the picture that we have. The American Revised Version translates it a great way off at Adam. Back to Adam, you see. And then we're told, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Now, you see, it was the ark that opened up the way that led across the Jordan River. That ark speaks of Christ. And all the way back to Adam, we find that the curse reached and it was removed that far back.